Hello, hello, hello. I am Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries, and we just had a broadcast releasing our Gerald and I just released our first book together, Bent But Not Broken. But I didn't want to miss out on Help Me Tips and Sips. Help Me Tips and Sips are a fun part of my day because, as you all know, there were some times when our marriage was not at its best. But regardless of whether or not my marriage is at its best or my marriage is the best it's ever been, I want to be the best helpmeet to my king that I can possibly be. And one of those requirements is for me to evaluate myself, for me to pray and ask God how I'm doing, for me to ask my king how I'm doing, for me to study to show myself approved. So I wind down at night. And not with wine. I wind down at night with sparkling juice. So today's sparkling juice is Apple Pear by Martinelli's. Apple Pear by Martinelli's. I get my sparkling juice. I sit back. I relax. And I evaluate. How am I doing as a helpmeet? So you know how it is. I am a helpmeet suitable and I'm sipping. Let me know how much you're sipping, what you're sipping, because I got a big glass today. You all know some days I got bigger glasses than others. Today I got a pretty full glass because it's been a pretty good day. I love my sparkling juice. So the other day we had a tip and sip. And we touched on the fact that God is doing a new thing and we didn't want to miss it. God is doing a new thing. God doing a new thing. God doing a new thing. And that thing, it was so good. And we were reading out of my book, Help for the Helpmeet. So now I'm an author of two books. Woo-hoo! I give God all praise, honor, and glory. He has sent me amazing people to assist me. He has blessed me to be able to now have two books published and also have a journal for our sips and tips. God is doing some amazing things and we're thrilled about it. But out of my book, Help for the Helpmeet, because my journey to see our relationship restored, to see me understand my role as a helpmeet, as God ordained for me to be. I didn't understand it. And some of the prayers, the declarations, some of the experiences I had to put in a book to help others. It was therapeutic for me. And it allows other people to see my journey and to assist you to become a helpmeet suitable as you prepare to get married, a helpmeet suitable if you're already married, to be a helpmeet suitable in preparation if you're separated and you're believing God for what he has promised you. But on page 99 the other day, we were believing God for something new because God is doing a new thing. And as we closed out, I saw something. And I got excited and I said, oh yeah, ladies, we're going to have to read this one again. And then, you know, really tap into what God is saying, because he was saying so much with just one scripture. So this scripture is Isaiah 43:19. Isaiah 43:19. It says, listen carefully. I love it when the Amplified Version just like lays it out. You know, like, come on, help me. Listen carefully. This is something that's going to be good. Listen carefully. I am about to do a new thing. Hey, that's good news to me. It says, now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? And when we got to that part, the last time we had tips and sips, it just did something in my spirit. The rest of this scripture says, I will even put a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Some of you were on and we got excited about that. But when we were closing out, it says, now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? And what Holy Spirit was saying is, sometimes God is doing a new thing, but people aren't aware of it. Help me. I got to get a sip. Sometimes God is trying to do something new. God wants to do something new, but it may not look like it's new. God wants to do something new, but it may look like it's a mess. It may look despairing. It may look like it's hindered. It may look like it cannot live, but God might say, speak to it. And because you miss that he's trying to do something new, you may not open your mouth. You may not decree. You may not declare. And all of a sudden, you miss out on what God is doing. All of a sudden, you can miss out on what God is doing. When he says he's doing a new thing, we got to hold on to that word. If the scripture says, that's why it hit me so bad. If the scripture says, will you not be aware of it? That means it's a possibility that you could miss it. It's a possibility that you might not be aware of it. So don't let the enemy confuse you. Don't let the enemy make you feel like, oh, not this. You know, maybe that was for Yvette and Jared, but not you. Maybe that was for the people down the road or the people at your church or your family members, but not you. No. That's not what we're talking about. That what we're talking about is now it will spring forth. I mean, last time we did Sips and Tips, help me. I don't know about you, or were you as excited about this? I know marriages are at an all-time low. I know divorce is at an all-time high. I know sometimes the kings... Wait. That was a sip. I know sometimes the kings... Is that a double sip? Sometimes the kings... cause you to feel like it's not possible for things to be new. Ask me how I know. But it doesn't mean I don't love my king. It doesn't mean I don't believe in what God says. It's that some circumstances make you feel like, oh no. But wait a minute. Isaiah 43 and 19 says, listen carefully. So help me. Listen carefully. Help me. Listen carefully. God is about to do a new thing. He's doing a new thing in relationships. He's doing a new thing concerning this virus. He's doing a new thing concerning our businesses. He's doing a new thing concerning our ministries. He's doing a new thing concerning spiritual warfare. God is doing a new thing. Now it will spring forth. I don't care what the devil said. It will spring forth. I don't care about generational curses. It will spring forth. It says, will you not be aware of it? Uh-oh. So maybe we're the cause of the new thing not coming forth because we got our head turned to the left or to the right because we've taken our eyes off the prize. Because God said, open our mouth and we closed it. Because God said, believe and we didn't believe. Because God said, declare and we didn't declare. Because God said, stay and you left. Because God said, pray, and you went to sleep. Oh, Lord Jesus, that's a sip right there. God said, pray, and you went to sleep. Let's sip on that. Because he's trying to do a new thing. And it is possible that we could miss it or not be aware of it. So in this hour, oh, glory to God, I want to prophesy. In this hour, I'm decreeing and declaring that every helpmeet is going to be aware when God is trying to do a new thing. Every helpmeet is going to be aware when God says decree and you need to declare. Every helpmeet is going to be aware when God is trying to do something new. You're going to be right there with him. You're going to lend your mouth, lend your prayers, lend your declarations, lend your ear to what God has to say and say, God, I'm not going to miss when you do a new thing. I'm not going to miss what you tell me to say. I'm not going to miss what you're doing in my marriage. I'm not going to miss what you're doing in my finances. I'm not going to miss what you're doing in my hands, because my hands are the hands of healing. My hands are the hands that will lay hands on sick and they'll be covered. I'm not going to miss what you're doing, because if the word of God says, will you not be aware of it? That means there are some people that are going to miss what God is trying to do, being distracted by what the enemy is saying. The worst thing we can do is be distracted by the enemy. The worst thing we could do is listen to the liar. We know the enemy is a liar, but sometimes he has our ear. We know the enemy is a deceiver, but sometimes we act like he's telling the truth. Sometimes we act like we believe what the devil is saying instead of believing what the word of God says. Sometimes we act like we believe what the demons are saying instead of what Holy Spirit is saying. We've got to know that God is doing a new thing. No way does all this stuff start happening and we don't believe God for something new. God told me he's about to make a chess move. And I don't know anything about chess, but I do know it's a game of strategy. And God said, oh, be still, daughter. I'm about to make a chess move. That means there's some strategy behind what's happening. There's some strategy behind how he's telling you to pray. There's some strategies behind how he's telling you to declare. There's some strategies about how he's telling you to believe and trust him, even though things don't look right. Even though things don't look right, God is still doing something new. Well, I'm so excited when people join me. I love it when people understand that being a helpmeet is something you have to be intentional. Something that means, you know, I say in my book, you know, I say in my counseling and in my mentoring, a piece of paper makes you a wife, but peace in your home makes you a helpmeet. It takes work to be a helpmeet that is suitable. And being suitable has to change with the seasons. Being suitable has to change with the needs of your king. It's not easy, but I promise you it's worth it. So in my book, Help for the Helpmeet, God said, I'm doing a new thing according to Isaiah 43 and 19. God said, I'm doing a new thing. Listen carefully. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? So the declaration today is, I will be aware. I am aware of the new thing. Oh, I like that even better. I'm aware of the new thing. I'm not going to miss it. I've got my eyes fixed on the prize. I've got my eyes fixed on the word of God. I'm not taking my eyes off of what Jesus has to say. I'm going to listen to what the word of God is telling me, what the Holy Spirit is sharing with me. I'm not missing when God is doing something new. Had I missed what God told me to do, my relationship would not have been mended. My family would not be restored. I don't want you to miss the new thing. I'm aware of the new thing. I won't miss it. Not today, not tomorrow, not the next day. I promise you, devil, you might as well leave me alone because I'm not missing what God is doing. You might as well be quiet because I'm not missing what God is doing. You might as well go talk to someone else because I'm not missing what God is doing in this hour. Help me. Do not miss it. Don't close your eyes. Don't whine and complain. Don't get fearful. Keep your eyes open. Walk like you have authority. Walk like you know you serve a God that is mighty. Walk like you know you have the victory. And when God is ready to do a new thing, you'll be right there waiting and with him. That requires a sip. I am aware of the new thing. I'm not going to miss it, devil. You might as well leave me alone. Well, I'm enjoying my apple pear sparkling juice by Martinelli's. I see some of you are enjoying sparkling juice or other things. Thank you for joining me. It's the greatest part of the day when I can look in my book and say, yes, today was a good day. No matter what happened, today was a good day. I'm going to listen and walk in my authority. I'm going to walk in victory. I'm going to sit and wait and be prepared for God to do a new thing. I mean, there's something about knowing God's doing a new thing that makes me excited. Like, it's hard for me to go to sleep after tips and sips. It's hard for me to go to sleep after sips and tips because it reminds me of being, of just waiting for something new. It's like a kid at Christmas. I'm waiting for something new. It's good now. I'm waiting for it to get even better. You don't stop. You don't stop where you are. You always believe God for something new. And then walk like the news already happened before it happened. Oh, that's a whole nother tip. I'm going to teach you how to do that. So if you have your journal, you would open up. You put the tip of the day. I am aware of something new. I know what God is doing. And then your reflection. I will not miss it. I'm going to keep my eyes on the prize. I'm not going to look to the left or to the right. And then you look back and reflect. How did I do? Did I take my eyes off the prize? Did I get frustrated? Did I get distracted? I don't need to be distracted. Let me reflect on that. The journal is on our website, geraldandyvette.com. You got to get your journal. And if you don't have the book, you really need to get your book. But geraldandyvette.com is our website. Lots of resources for you. What we want to do is get you to a point where you are a helpmeet suitable. Get you to a point where you're trusting and believing God. Get you to a point where you understand everything that's happening in the earth realm, so you understand spiritual warfare. There are things that you need for your marriage, for your family, and for you to overcome what the enemy is trying to do. And all of those things that we offer are on geraldandyvette.com. So I'm going to go decree and declare over my king, because I don't go to bed without declaring over my king. And that's an assignment for you, help me. Do not go to bed without declaring over your king. I don't care if you don't know where he is. I don't care if you haven't met him yet. And if he's laying beside you, you definitely need to declare. But I declared over my king even when we were separated. That's a whole different tip. So your assignment tonight, because you don't want to miss a new thing, go declare over your king. If you haven't even met him yet, you declare, God, send me my kingdom man. Send me my kingdom husband. Send me my kingdom father. Send me the man of God you have to, specifically for me. Wherever he is, you declare over him. Decree and declare over him tonight. And that's a whole different tip. We're going to talk about that one day. You've got to decree and declare. Our love story is out. That's so exciting, so cool. We appreciate it. Declare every night. Oh yes, I declare every night over my king. And I put anointed oil on my hand. I lay hands on him and I declare. When he wasn't there, I would put oil on my hands and I would lay my hand where it was he was supposed to be and declare over him. So that'll be a tip one day. I'll start talking to you all about how I declare over my king, because that's important. That's important. Help me declares over her king. Well, don't miss the new thing. And don't let me keep you up. I appreciate you being with me. Go to geraldandyvette.com for more information on the Sips and Tips Journal, for the book, our brand new book, Bent But Not Broken.
I'm Yvette Benton, your podcast host. We are submitted and strong. Don't let anyone tell you can't be both.